Praise the Lord.
Amen. It's good, ain't it?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm just so happy to be here with you. Amen. Almost beside myself. I'm just rejoicing in the Lord.
Amen.
I'm going to read a scripture this morning. And then I won't tell about a dream and what happened the next day. We're in St. John chapter 2, verses
22.
Let us begin reading in starting in verse 18.
2:18.
Then answered the Jews and said unto him, What sign sawest thou unto us, seeing thou doest these things?
Nkambuka kwa Jude wakahua ibatinchi chili jitondezio nchochi tutondezie.
Jesus answered and said unto them, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up.
Yesu wakahua wati amumwaye tempere ino ndioliaga umazwa otatwe.
Then said the Jews, 46 years was the temple in building, and thou wilt rear it up in 3 days?
Nkamboga goba Juda wagamba kuti miaga iri magumi one amusanu mumwi ndiaga yagwa itempere kuti miaga iri magumi one kuti miaga
andikeolole
kamboga goba Juda wagamba kuti miaga iri magumi one amusanu mumwi ndiaga itempere anu yebo uyagule kumazwa otatwe sena.
Then he spake of the temple, of his body. Now, verse 22 is what I want you to really watch. There's two ands in this chapter.
You know,
A and B, I want you to watch. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them. Now watch.
Kambogago na kabusikwa kuri basikufa basikuya bakwe bakaya kuti waligwamba wakaligwamba aya eno basikuzumina magwalo ayalo ijwindi lyagamba Jesu.
Now watch the two hands in this verse here.
Ino ndangati mulange va vanguwe bobilo omu.
And they believed the scripture. Now here's another hand, the second hand. And the words which Jesus has said. Now what I want you to notice here, there's two hands. And they believed the scripture. And the words which he had said. Now there's two things I want you to notice. It's necessary to believe the scripture. That is the foundation. And any spoken word has to line up with this.
Amen.
But this alone, without the spirit of the word, won't get the job done.
Right?
So they believed the scripture and what he said unto them. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All right, we find here there's two parts to the word. There's the written part. And there's the spoken part. Now I want to tell you about a dream, why I came to this scripture. I had a dream one night at home.
And in
this dream,
down
below my house, there was a big monument like an M.
Amen.
Like an M, the letter M. And in each side, do you have a piece of chalk here?
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
And on each side of the M, there was the word A-N-D. That there was two ands.
Amen.
And when I began to think about the dream the next day, it didn't make sense to me. And then I began to read the Word of God. I had gotten a new Bible. And when I get a new Bible, I read it through pretty quick. And I had read three books of the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke. The day before I had the dream. And the next morning, I started reading in St. John.
Amen.
Now, remember, the night before I had the dream with a big monument, like an M.
And
in each side of the M, where it came around, I wrote the word And,
A-N-D.
The two ands.
Amen.
Well, the next morning when I started reading in St. John, I read chapter 1 and then got to chapter 2. And lo and behold, it
happened.
Those two ands actually began to rise up off the page like this. As they were very small, as they would rise up, they would get large. And then, all of a sudden, I had a flashback of my dream. Then I realized those two hands in the dream meant something. And the first hand is the scripture. But the second hand is the spoken word. It's the word that he said unto them. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now I want to go quickly to another scripture. In
2
Peter, the first chapter. Now reading the scripture in 2 Peter here. Chapter 1, verse 19. It reads like this. We have also a more sure word of prophecy. Whereunto?
Amen.
Whereunto?
For ayo maji alali wena matea matu kuringao.
You do well that you take heed. Now watch this. We have a more sure word of prophecy. Whereunto that you do well that you take heed.
Amen.
Now watch. As a light that shineth in a dark place. Now, I want to stop there just a moment, but I want to read on a little bit just in a few minutes.
Actually, maybe I want to
Now, He says he has a more sure word of prophecy. And he said we would do well to take heed unto this more sure word of prophecy, which is the written. Hallelujah. Not all of the word. The written part of the word is not all the word. There's someone living this word. There's a life in this word. It's a life of God. Amen. Coming through the church age and the dark ages. The written word is that all the church has. Because they've lost the Spirit of God as they knew it in the early church. And they lived on their survival message. So he says you do have something to hold you in line. And he said it's as a light that shines in a dark place. But in the natural I keep a flashlight around at
night.
So I can find my way around. Now with a flashlight, I can just see one place at a time.
Amen.
But when the sun rises, that flashlight is rendered useless. By reason that the sun shines
bright.
Now, the word says, we got a more sure word of prophecy. And it's a light that shines in the dark place. And sometimes that's all we got. But in this last day, God promised that the sun would rise again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's the resurrection, the rising of the sun.
Hallelujah.
Now watch as we finish the scripture now. It said, let's read the whole thing again. Wherefore we have a more sure word of prophecy. Whereunto you do well that you take heed. As a light that shines in a dark place. Until. I want everybody to watch that word until. Let's repeat the word until. We got a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns.
He was
right. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Until the day dawns. And the day star rise in your heart.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We've came through seven church ages. And through the seven church ages, we had to use a flashlight to find our way. But the word teaches us that we do that until. The day dawn. And that day star rise in our heart.
Amen.
At this time, we find out there's more to the word than just the written part.
Amen.
There's a life in the word. There's a power in the word. There's healing in the word. There's joy in the word. There's gifts in the word. All we need. Praise God. But we don't just get it by the letter of the word. We get it by the spirit of the word. Now let's read another scripture.
Yes.
And we want to go to 2 Corinthians. The third chapter. And we want verse
6.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want to read some here in verse. Let's start with verse 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2.
Zatariga adishonto ejipatija tatu bakorinto babiru. Ponya adishonto 2.
Verse 1 tells us that Paul don't need somebody to write a letter of recommendation or something. God vindicates his men.
Leza ulabana nigabantu bakwe.
And then he says, verse 2.
Verse 2 ulamba.
You are our epistle, written in our heart, known and read of all men.
Amen.
You are the living word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the written word, but you are the living word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Verse
3
now. For as much as you are manifestly declared to be the epistles of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God.
Amen.
Not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of your heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now watch where the word's written. In the days of Moses, it was written in tables of stone.
Amen.
He said in the New Testament, he'd make a new covenant.
Amen.
He'd write you his word in your heart. Hallelujah. That's what he's doing today.
Amen.
He's writing the word in your heart.
Amen.
It's already written here, but he wants to write in your heart and your mind.
Amen.
So that the word will come off these pages into your heart.
Yes.
So that it will become alive to you.
Amen.
So that it will be life unto you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's go read now. Verse 5. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Everyone has to realize our sufficiency is of God. That word efficiency means our ability come from God. Especially the ministry. But also the people. We got to realize it's the Lord Jesus Christ that does the
word.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now verse 6 is one that I especially want you to notice. and especially to the minister. As Paul gave us some instructions here, telling us what the Lord has done. Here's what he said. Who also has made us able ministers.
Amen.
Notice the word able ministers. And the only way we can have able ministers is minister after the written word.
Amen.
And able to see the spiritual side of it. There's your two hands of St. John 2 and 22. He says, and they believe the scripture. And the words which he said unto them. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
I feel that wheel in the middle of the wheel this morning. Oh, I feel the Spirit of the Almighty God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Notice he's made us able ministers. Able ministers of the New Testament. Now, where is the New Testament written? We'll say Paul wrote the New Testament. Well, let me tell you what Paul's word, he said it was written. We just read it to you. He said, ye are our epistles. He said in the book of Hebrews, he would write it in your heart and in your mind. This is a new covenant God made with his people.
Amen.
That we no longer go after just the letter of the word or the law.
Amen.
We're not on the law, but we're on the grace. Amen. Praise the Lord. The early church got back under law one time, they fell from grace. That's in the book of Galatians, the 5th chapter. Paul said, you're fallen from grace. It didn't mean they were lost. It just means they got sidetracked from that Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
When we come to the Word, we come right back to what God ordained in the beginning. And when we come to the Word, we come to the both ends, the first and second
end. Amen.
The written word and the spoken word.
Amen.
The two hands of St. John 2 and 22.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God's moving in this house.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now notice he's made us able ministers of the New Testament.
You know,
not of the letter of the word.
Verse 6.
I want you to notice now. Not of the letter of the word, but of the Spirit.
Amen.
For the letter alone killeth.
Yes.
Notice that. For the letter killeth. But the Spirit giveth life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Now this tells us that we can take this word of God, which is a sword, and we can kill with it. Spiritually, we can bring condemnation upon the congregation. Amen. But it's the Spirit that gives life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The moves on for the bride. Amen. Now notice what the scripture says. God's made us able ministry. Of the New Testament. Not of the letter of the word. But of the Spirit.
Amen.
Because the letter killeth. But it's the Spirit that gives us life. It's the Spirit of this word. It's the Spirit that comes out of this word right into your heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Isn't he wonderful?
Amen.
All right. In the days of Paul, the church at Galatia, they began to think that they had to do a whole lot of do's and don'ts to be right with God. This ain't based on what we do. It's based on what he's done.
Amen.
Having faith in what he did for us.
Hallelujah.
Remember last night's message, the bride is clothed with his righteousness. And the righteousness of God is a gift to you.
Amen.
Amen.
And if it's a gift, he gave it to you. You didn't deserve it, but he gave it to you anyway.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Thank God for the gift.
Amen.
The gift of righteousness. Now, we depend on anything else besides grace.
Amen.
And the gift of righteousness that God gave us, we're fallen grace. Because it's by grace he gave it to us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So if there's someone here that's fallen from grace, we want you back in the grace of God. And the grace of God is God's unmerited favor upon you.
Amen.
Not by words.
Lest
any man should boast. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now the early church, as it started out, God put great grace upon
him. Now let's read here in Acts chapter 4.
I want to read about great grace.
Amen.
The word speaks of great grace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Chapter
4.
Here's a scripture that God began to deal with me on. I was in the state of West Virginia.
West Virginia.
That's in the United States.
United States.
And I was in the motel room waiting to minister that night, and I didn't know exactly what to minister on. And I heard a voice begin to talk. And that voice I heard sounded like someone talking with just a magnificent voice. And the voice began to say, and as that voice spoke with me, notice the early church had great grace upon them.
hati langisha imbunga nontanzi ya ajisi ilu yando ilu zelonu pati alindio.
Now great grace comes when you find favor with God.
Amen.
Amen. Now there's the grace of God. You're saved by grace. That's without works or anything. But great grace comes when you please Him.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The voice continue to say, notice in the church ages. The church lived on the mercy of God. And we need mercy of God when we're out of the way. That's why Christ was a high priest during that church age. But the voice said, when the church pleased me, I was able to put great grace upon
me.
Now notice that we read here the fourth chapter of the book of Acts. And I'm
going to
read a scripture here that is very, very much what the Lord has given us in this day. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
In Acts chapter 1. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I haven't got that one written down here, but it's verse 33. Let's get verse 32 and 33.
Kuimke kutishon 233, and after 32, kuinga 33.
Right. And this is Acts chapter 4.
Into 34.
It says, and the multitude of them that believe were of one heart and one soul.
Nkabela inka muyonse yabasho mikiri, kiri amoyo omwe, amuya omwe.
Now, here's what we need to get the great grace upon.
If we're arguing
with one another, if we're fussing with one another, if we're trying to find a point of disagreement with one another, there's no unity among us.
Yes.
But this church was of one heart and one soul.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
They were walking with God, pleasing Him.
And then
it continues, neither said any of them that all of the things which they possessed was his own, but they all had all things in common.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now as we read verse
33,
and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everyone says great grace.
Amen.
Let's say, Lord,
Lord,
that is great grace.
For us, Lord, put this
upon us.
Upon us.
Amen.
Amen.
The condition for it was that they be of one heart, that they be of one soul.
Amen.
They were in complete unity.
Amen.
And the Lord gave witness with great power. Glory to God. Amen.
Yes.
That's the way the church started. With great grace upon them. But they fell from that great grace to a level of living on mercy. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And the voice that was speaking to me that day began to make the comparison between myself and the man I was working with. Because we were building a building, I was working for another man. And the voice said, as long as you please the boss man. He said he can only pat you on the back and say, I'm proud of you.
Amen.
But said, when you do a sloppy job, he said, if he don't fire you, he's having mercy on you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I'm glad he didn't fire us.
Amen.
I'm glad he didn't cast us away. Even when we were out of the way. But his mercy held us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes, amen.
And the word says, great grace shall be brought. The appearing of the Lord Jesus. I'll tell you, there's been appearing in this last day. The word says the Lord himself shall descend heaven with a shout.
Amen.
And with the voice of an archangel. And the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise and will be changed.
Amen.
That voice has already gone forth.
Amen.
Amen. Like John said, I'm a voice of one crying. Amen. There's been a voice in our day.
Amen.
And that voice said, go back to the Word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We're coming to the place where he's putting great grace upon us again. Because we're obeying Ephesians chapter 4. And the rest of the word. Hallelujah. Let's go to Galatians chapter 5. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo, I'm about to get happy here.
Yes.
Amen.
Look up Galatians.
The book of Galatians.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm going to read down through verse 5. Chapter 5, I'm going to read down through verse 5.
Galatians chapter 5 at Shonto 5.
It reads like this. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty of wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Chapter 5, verse 9.
Ngambogago amuri yume akujatisha abo ababo ibalubusi. Mbaga tulubula Kristo. Mutanjiri iluwabili mujoko iliabuzike.
Amen. Stand fast in the liberty.
Na mutanjiri wangu nuko.
It's all right to shout and praise God.
Ichimo tuwa wana akurumba
isyakita. It's all right for the gifts of the Spirit work among you. God's give us liberty. Let's say it.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now verse 2.
In the Shunto Tabiri,
Paul's writing to the Galatians, which from time to time they tried to get back under the law.
Paulo, ulasura kuwakana na kubwa gratia kambo chondachi ndiwa gratia wali kusoreka kuchokela mshule.
Behold, I, Paul, say unto you,
Amu mwane mewonde Paulo ndamwa ambira kuti,
that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing.
Na kwa mupapira, na mwakuparulwa elio Kristu tagoyo mkwasya abunini.
For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law.
Uparulwa uri jisi ijerero chakumaniza mula onse.
Christ has become of no effect unto you, whosoever of you are justified by the law, you're fallen from grace.
Na mula yanda kululamikwa kumulao elio Kristo utajisi minimo ya kumugwasia mwalea kuzwa kulusi yalo.
Now notice,
namulangishe,
the church started out on the great grace.
Ate kwa imu ngano ya sangu na alu ya alu ya ndoru pati.
They were of one mind, one accord.
Bagadi muntu omwe muluze mumu ya omwe.
And the Bible says they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine.
Naonya Bible ya baki baka sumana na mumuli mumu wa apostolo kabo chukabotu.
Now here came other people by telling they had to be circumcised and keep the law.
Bembaba chamwima bona balamba na kuchagwe ni mtamfaru jwea bete kuchandwa.
It disturbed the church. It disturbed the unity of the church. Because what they were preaching were in error. Anytime something in error disturbed the church. Because Satan will use some mind to say, well, that could be right. Others will say, no, we're staying right with the word. Paul wrote and says, you're fallen from grace because you went back under the law.
Paulo walolamba mwalea kurusi alokamba uti mwachokela kusia chindi.
Did it mean they were lost?
Yachambi kutivaka swega.
Not at all.
Pepe.
But they fell from God's favor.
Pele baka walea kurusi alolwaleza.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
They fell from the level of being under great grace. God was proud of them and pleased with
them.
Down to the level where they had to depend on the mercy of God. The only thing kept from being cut off was God's mercy.
Amen.
God could no longer pat the church on the back and say, I'm proud of you. Paul said, I'm afraid of you because you've fallen from grace. God wants to bring us back to great grace.
Amen.
And to do so, we've got to be of one mind, one heart, one soul. There can be no disunity among us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, one more scripture here.
Amen.
Verse 5. For we through the Spirit wait for the righteousness by faith. Let's go on verse 6.
Amen.
Amen.
For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by
love. Kambo Kristo Jesu vupalule tabugwe milimu awalo lushomu tabugwe talugwe milimo pele lushomo lubetega ikujanza ya luyandano ndolu jisi milimo.
Then he says,
ponya ulamba,
you did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Seven.
Mwagali kuzuzana igabotu inonguni wakamuchelezia guya kumagani.
He said,
guya
he said, this persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you.
Luso siolulil bobu taluswi kuli yoyo wakamuita.
He says, a little leaven leaveth us the whole lump.
Warolamba ichishibo tuwe chakutitwe tuwe tuwe chachirila.
Now what we've read this morning, It shows how the early church started. They started out by spoken word.
Amen.
They started out under great grace. And when they got time to be justified by the law, they fell from great grace unto mercy. And that's what happened to the early church. Through the seven church ages, there we see Jesus Christ walking among the seven candlesticks. This was in 96 AD when John had the vision. But when in the early church he was the Holy Ghost in the church. Doing the works. But we find in the very first church age, which was the Ephesian age, Revelation chapter 2, beginning there, when the Lord addressed the church through John, he said, thou art fallen from thy first work. Repent and do thy first work over again. Or else I will come and move the candlestick. So we find the church fallen from the first work. But Paul said this. Amen. 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 But Paul said this. Faith worketh by love. It has to be by love.
Are you called number 8? You better go for the Muruyando.
The love of God. Now through seven church ages,
in a Quinda Macaro Alamusanabiri,
the church didn't have the great grace upon
them. They had to live on His
mercy. They had a false belief in God. They believe there's three in the Godhead. They baptize using titles Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Some of them even sprinkled. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. They were living on God's mercy.
Amen.
But He promised to come back to the church again.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah. He's here. Hallelujah.
Great
King. Yes. Woo! Hallelujah. Now,
and all.
When God sent a prophet, He wanted to explain why the Lord didn't come. And if I promise you I'm coming, if there's some reason I can't come, I owe you an explanation of why I didn't come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Both Peter and Paul, both said that the coming of the Lord is at hand.
Amen.
In the 7th chapter,
1 Corinthians,
Paul thought that they wouldn't have time to get married and start a family if the coming was so close. Amen, but when he wrote the book of Timothy 6 years later, he saw that the Lord weren't coming back in that day.
Amen.
And tell the young women and virgins so not to get married, as he did in 1 Corinthians, 6 years later when he wrote Timothy,
He said, I would that
the young women, the widows and all, be married. And the keepers of the home.
Amen. Woo!
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He didn't come. He didn't come and deal
with the church.
So he owes us an explanation of why he didn't
come.
John saw him his day, but he was told not to write about it yet. He said, seal it up. And then it was sealed up for seven church ages. The seventh seal kept Paul's message sealed away from the church. They lost the spirit of Paul's revelation. They still had the letter of the word, but not the spirit of the word. They had the first hand, but not the second hand.
Amen.
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 Amen. So he wrote the book of Revelation. And in the book of Revelation, it explains why he didn't come. But it weren't made known to us why he didn't come until the seven seals were opened. Amen. Those seven angels which were with the seven church age
messengers,
they came back in this last day. The seven spiritual angels. All seven of them came to the seven earthly angels. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. And there's a sealed book. Amen. And that tells why he didn't come. It tells in there when the first seal was opened that the Antichrist got in, he built his own church. The spirit of iniquity began to work among the people. Satan trying to get them away from the word. But the true saints of God, they had that spirit of a lion.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. They stayed with that word.
Amen.
And when he opened the second seal, by this time we're getting over into a couple of hundred years down the road. The Antichrist saw that he couldn't deceive
them.
Because the lion of the tribe of Judah were protecting them by the word. Yet Satan started him a church. By the second age, he says, those that won't go along with me, Satan said, I'll just kill them
out.
And when the second seal was opened, it shows a red horse riding.
Yes.
That represents the age of modernism. When Satan tried to kill out all that stood through the Godhead.
Yes.
But God put a spirit upon them. I've read about in the Fox's Book of Martyrs. How they went to the they nailed them to the cross, they burned them in many different ways to kill them.
But they glad to trade their life for the word.
Yes.
Because in that chapter of Revelation, second chapter, the Bible says they were faithful unto death. God put that sacrificial spirit upon them. And they glad to
give
their life for the word.
Amen.
And as they
gave
their life for the word, the disciples kept multiplying. Then Satan, he formulated another plan. He married the church and state together. He married paganism with Christianity. And at the great Nicaea Council in 325 AD, they voted that was three in the Godhead. And the proper way to be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But there was a little ailment there. They wouldn't go along with it.
Yeah.
They said, Peter told, let's repent, be baptized. Why he didn't come. They were living on the mercy, but God was bringing them through. That was about 15 days of bloody politics. And the Trinity doctrine prevailed. God's church went into the minority. That's your third seal. That's your red horse rider.
Amen.
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 And then there was another one of those seals. Amen.
Amen.
Let me make a correction. That was the second seal. On the third horse ride, that was the black horse.
Gambo ore sikwenza mbisi I atatu yali mbisi isia.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And the next horse rider, John Saul.
Ayo sikwenza mbisi isia or John ngwakabona.
Was a black horse rider.
Yali kusi wali ku yali kusia.
And that represents the dark ages.
Ponya echa chimina ibukale wa mutima.
In the dark ages, the Catholic Church ruled the world. Especially in Europe. And she plunged the world in the darkness. Instead of looking to Jesus Christ, they began to look to popes and priests. Only God can forgive sins.
Amen.
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 The world was in the dark age, but God sent Luther.
Amen.
That fifth church age messenger. That represent that beast like the face of a man in Revelation
4.
That was the wisdom that God gave Luther, how to protest the Catholic Church and get by with it.
Amen.
The king of Germany lined his armies up behind
him.
And the Reformation was on.
Amen.
Amen.
Luther came out with a message that just shall live by
faith.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Not only did he do that, but he began to
preach a message that caused many to come out. Roman Catholicism. And then the Reformation was on. We continue in the book of Revelation. He said he would cast that great whore, the mother whore, in the bed. And she would have children. And he would kill her children with death. And every Protestant denomination, it became a daughter of the mother whore. Although they started out with the truth. It wasn't too long till they made organization. And when they made organization, the daughters began to act like mama.
Amen.
Amen. So the Lutheran made organization. Here come God anointing a man in England named John Wesley. And he preached, we not only need to be justified by faith, but we need to be sanctified. God's still God.
Amen.
Israel's God's wife.
Yes.
But he said, I want a wife for my son.
Like
Abraham. Abraham sent that servant. Let's go get a bride for Isaac.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you see? God explaining why it didn't come. But the seals had to be opened before we even knew it. God had to have a man on the scene that he dealt with like he did the Old Testament prophet.
Amen.
He isolated one man and put the spirit of Elijah upon him, which was from an Old Testament period. And in the Old Testament, the word came to the prophet.
Amen.
And we can say the word came only to the prophet. So when Brother Brown went forth to preach the message, he would say, remember, the word don't come to nobody but the prophet.
Amen.
Identifying.
Yes.
His spirit was from the old covenant age, but the new covenant.
Amen.
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 But he told us, go back to what Paul wrote.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, I must decrease. But Christ got increased.
Yes.
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 And that seventh seal hang right over his message. When the seven angels came to him, he said that seventh one meant more to me than all the others. He said it flew right straight to me. He said, what is it? The one with the seven seals. The one with the seven seal, that was the seventh angel.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Now we're getting down here at the end time. We're getting into the day where we're living.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So let's go to Revelation chapter 10. And the seventh seal reveals it. Remember, we started off at the day star arising in your heart.
Yes.
Now there's one star visible in daytime.
Amen.
It's S-U-N.
Yaronjikali ndizuba S-U-A na sun.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God promised. Amen. Today we don't begin.
Yes.
We had the word. We had a light that shined in a dark place. We could see a little bit. The sun's coming up.
Amen.
We're no longer in the dark age.
Amen.
All things are possible.
Amen.
I believe.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Now let's see if I can find my place again. I was in Revelation 10.
Amen.
Starting verse 1. John says, and I saw another mighty angel.
Joana Ulamba, lino ndagabo na angelo umbisi mguzu uzabu seruka kutuwa kuchulu.
Calm down from heaven.
Uzabu seruka kutuwa kuchulu.
Everybody say, calm down from heaven.
Calm down from heaven.
Amen.
And
that
means
he weren't here in that way. He was your high priest.
Amen.
But he had come as bridegroom. Yes. Did you get that, brother? He was your high priest. Woo! I get excited.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This mighty angel.
Are you mungera mupati?
The fact that the word says angel.
Ibuini mbakuti bara injili ambakuti mungero.
And the fact that he says mighty angel.
Ibuini wambakuti mungero singuzu.
Now angels you don't see.
Ino mungero tatubabona message
unchiyo. Unless he just wants to make it visible for you, but normally you don't see angels.
Bere katotera kutubabona message no ichoveni tatukonzi kubabona unchiyo.
The angels camp around me on that fear the Lord. We don't see them with a natural eye, but with a real spiritual eye. When we come to New Jerusalem,
it's in the Jerusalem,
which is the church of the firstborn. Revelation chapter 12. We come to an innumerable host of angels.
Amen.
But I didn't see one when I came to God. I came to him, but I didn't see one, only by revelation.
Amen.
But I'm telling you, it's Christ is here.
Amen.
God means it. Christ is here.
Hallelujah.
Our days of wandering are over. Solomon saw someone in the songs of Solomon. Saw someone coming out of the wilderness. Leaning on the shoulder of her beloved.
Amen.
We're coming out of the wilderness.
Hallelujah.
And we're leaning on the shoulder of our
Lord. Abraham.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to preach this brother death here if it don't stop.
Amen.
Amen. Alright, let's continue. Revelation 10:1. And I saw a mighty angel come down from heaven. Clothed with a cloud. One translation says surrounded in a cloud. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Enthroned in the cloud.
Ate kwa usambi tekumbi.
That means it takes revelation to see him.
Chamba kutitola vyo chiyo chokumumona.
Job said,
Job wakamba,
said that the cloud hides the sun.
Ate kwa, Makumbi, I see Bana Bovido.
But says he sends the wind and purifies.
Amen.
Amen. I believe the wind's blowing again. Bring the clouds back. Now we can see through the clouds.
Amen.
Amen. This is only for the blind.
Amen.
She can see through the clouds. She knows who's hidden in the clouds.
Amen.
She knows who was in that cloud in 63.
Amen.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He comes.
Amen.
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 Amen. All right, let's read that a little more here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My. All right, it says here, he was clothed with a cloud and a rainbow was upon his head. And his face was as it was a sun. And his feet were built of fire. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I believe I write you.
That's what I want to do.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. I tell you, that's all.
Heaven.
Can you come back this afternoon?
Yeah. Yeah.
What time
are
you starting, brother?
14 hours.
14 hours.
14 hours, 2 o'clock.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, I tell you, we ain't gonna stop this. We're just gonna time out in the hole.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And then we'll close out.